100 Hours of Astronomy is designed to turn eyes to the heavens. Mike Simmons is co-chair of the global event, in which people from around the world will share the experience of observing the stars.
Such as getting a view inside of the world's biggest telescopes or the control rooms of space telescopes, or looking through a telescope themselves.
100 Hours of Astronomy officially opens April 2nd at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia, where museum goers will get a close-up look at the telescope that Galileo turned to the heavens 400 years ago. The event will also be webcast live on 100hoursofastronomy.org. That's also the hub for the four-day event.
People can go to our website and find either links to their national websites or go directly to a world map that has over 1,000 of these events registered on it already. And they can find out where something is near them. Just zoom in on the map and see where it's going to be and when, and then show up there and take a look.
You're also encouraged to register an event of your own. Simmons says the response leading up to 100 Hours of Astronomy has been overwhelming. Organizers are expecting a big turnout.
If we get a million people to look through telescopes, that'll be great. But we also expect that there will be follow-up the rest of the International Year of Astronomy. There are events planned of various types in different places by the national committees of more than 140 different countries. And so there's more to come.
While the website was created to promote the event, Simmons says 100hoursofastronomy.org won't disappear from the Internet anytime soon.
The website will stay there. We're also going to have reports on these different events that have taken place, as well as a photo gallery. We have some up there already, but pictures, videos, various things about what's taken place. And the Ustream channel, too, will have all of the webcasts archived so that people will be able to take a look later.
Simmons says the final bash is a 24-hour global star party, linking people from around the world.
Star party is when amateurs take their telescopes out, the amateur astronomers who set up on sidewalks or different places where the people are to give people a chance to look at objects. In this case, a good look at the moon and also Saturn.
Simmons doesn't plan to get much sleep over the four-day event. He will keep his eyes fixed on the stars, either through a telescope or on 100hoursofastronomy.org. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.